comedian Mike Cannon in studio, and he's taping a special at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, April 6th, two shows, 7 and 9:30.
Excellent.
So now, you wear the same clothes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got two of the same shirt.
Nice. Okay, yeah, right. So one gets sweaty, you can't come out with the sweaty shirt.
I mean, I am a ball of anxiety as is, so even this, I'm going to have to change an outfit before I just re-enter the world for the day, because I sweat nonstop. So yeah, I got to sure that I got duplicates.
Do you use deodorant?
I sure do, yeah. I just have wild anxiety, and I guess hyperhidrosis.
How do you, if you have wild anxiety, what's the second thing you just said?
Hyperhidrosis, which I guess that means like excessive sweating from specific areas, and I get palms.
There's a term for it.
Wow. Yeah. But I heard you could get like Botox, so people are getting Botox to shut off their sweat glands, because that sounds good.
That can't be a good idea.
No, that can't be a good idea.
Yeah, it just funnels and comes out another area.
Right, where's it going to
pee a lot? Yeah, then I'm sitting in an aquarium. So that's what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you just become just this big ball of water.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm fine. It is what it is. I'll just sweat from my
palms. Anxiety part. Mm-hmm. How do you get on stage if you suffer from anxiety?
An overwhelming need for attention and a personal self-righteousness.
Man.
So it's like, you know, comedians are an interesting contrast, because I am cripplingly insecure while also believing that my thoughts must be heard. So
it is.
It's one of those things.
The premise, I give stand-ups so much credit, because the premise is, I am so interesting that this whole room should stop talking and listen to only me.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I'm going to make you laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's all I got.
It's a lot.
It's one of my few skill sets on earth that translates to other people.
Let's do that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was an IT guy. I didn't know computers.
You were an IT guy, and now you're doing comedy, so you have left brain and right brain ability.
No, I don't. So I have lying ability is what that means. I was an office.
You lied your way through IT?
100%. For five full years.
You want to say it's fixed now.
How did you lie your way through IT?
So I was an office manager. I got at one office, you know, it just wanted something responsible. List basically that I could do 9 to 5, so I could do stand up at night. And I was interviewing for some other jobs to hopefully get a little more money. Thought it was another office manager job. First question was, so you're a Mac specialist? And I was like, all my life.
Yep.
Like, just instantly
no
lying.
Kidding. That's
tip
me to
of
the
my
Macs.
Tongue reaction. They just believed it, gave me zero proficiency exam, liked the cut of my jib, and then I kept that job for 5 years by just George Costanza-ing my way through.
No one figured it out.
I acted busy, stressed out. Anytime somebody would come over with an issue, I'd tell them to go back and restart their computer, unplug it, replug it in, and then I Googled what the hell they just said and just went back with the information from online and, took care of business.
Nice.
By the end of it, I was networking international offices. I still don't know what I was doing, but I did that.
You would just Google it.
Yeah, truly Googling it. They'd send in somebody from another office to have
Google
help.
Google works.
It's amazing.
Google works.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Nice.
I thought my dad's story was pretty cool. He was in Brooklyn, never drove a truck in his life.
Yeah.
Tractor trailer in Brooklyn, New York.
That's stressful.
His uncle said, just go down here, tell him you drove. And he went in. Yeah, you ever drive tractor trailer? All the time. And like 10 minutes later, he's in a tractor trailer driving through New York City.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I thought, well, that's pretty wild.
15 smashed cars later.
How hard was his heart thumping?
I got this now. We're good. Yeah. It's okay.
Wow.
It's okay. I got this.
You think there's enough people out there lying their way through stuff or that lied their way through stuff to do a phone search?
Most presidents.
Any politicians listening? Any lawyers?
The phone subject is how you lied your way through something.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, comedian Mike Cannon in studio. He told us about how he lied his way through saying he was an IT guy.
Yeah. Yeah, for 5 full years.
5 years.
Literally, it's a Seinfeld episode.
5 years. It really is.
Yeah.
203-882-9757. Everybody on gets in the running for John Fogerty tickets.
Yeah.
Jack in Norwalk.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
In the 80s, I worked at Town Fair Tire, and I didn't even have a driver's license. They asked me if I could back a car out of the bay. That was a standard, and I lied and said I could. I bucked the car back and forth and ran all the way across the parking lot and went through the fence in it.
I'm guessing that was your last day at work.
True story. No, they didn't fire me, but nobody got a bonus that year.
Well, they allowed you at the Christmas party.
Thanks, guys. I got to go.
That's great. Okay. Sounds like he's backing another car out of a bay. That's great. Yeah, that's another one, standard.
Yeah.
Can you drive stick?
Yeah, no problem. All the time. All the time.
It's hard to fake that one.
I was born with a stick shift in my hand.
What you lied your way through, 203-882-9757. Eric and Bethany.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Good. So I got a, on a job site, guy dropped off a giant 60-foot lift. And after he pulled it off the truck and dropped it off, he said, are you guys all set? You know how that works? I just said, yes, I do. He drove away. It took us 3 hours to figure out how to move the damn thing.
At least you figured it out. You just jump in there blind. So let's see what go.
Well, after we got it moving, then we couldn't figure out how to lift it. It would only go up so far. You had to extend the wheels out farther in order to go up higher so it was more stable.
Oh, can you imagine if you just shot it straight up?
Right.
Yeah.
Teeter-tottering.
Right. Like the Flintstones, yep. Wow.
Awesome. All right, guys, have a good day.
All right, you're in the running for John Fogerty tickets. You know, I rented a backhoe once at this property I had, and they said, can you operate a backhoe? I'm like, of course.
Piece of cake.
Sure, no problem.
Sure.
Yeah, about 5 hours later, I called him. I said, this thing isn't working.
Like, have you turned it on?
I mean, there's a problem with the hydraulics.
Yeah. No, what happened was I was driving through a really stumpy field.
Yeah.
And a stump caught the transmission or the hydraulic filter.
Yeah.
And just knocked it right off.
Okay. Oof.
Fluid everywhere.
Right. Yeah. So therefore, it's not going to work.
That it just said, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to just sit here now.
It's like cutting a vein in your body.
Exactly.
But arm doesn't work anymore.
The guy came. He looked at it. He put it up on the trailer and took it. I was like, are you bringing it back? He's like, nope, not for you. Thank you.
It's like Michael Scott on the forklift. Knocking over everything in the warehouse. That's
this awesome. Is not for you.
Not for you.
Not for you.
Cooper in Terryville.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Good today.
Excellent. So I think I'd mentioned last time I called, you know, I was in the military. And
oh, yeah, that's right.
Thank you for your service.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in the infantry, and believe it or not, the infantry does not give you a lot of marketable skills. So my entire...
Right, there's walking.
Shooting.
Shooting.
Yeah, more or less.
Probably
right?
Climbing.
And
you got to frame it through resilience.
You've got to be good at falling. But now, whenever I get like a question or an assignment at work, I don't know whether these people are just, you know, being nice to me, but I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's like planning an attack on a fortified position. And they just go, yeah, sure. And I have no clue what it is I'm supposed to be doing, you know, like be it putting together a presentation or talking about, you know, I don't even know these things that like these people mentioned to me, but in order to escape any kind of potential accountability,
yes,
I just default to, oh, yeah, it's like this in the military, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like they feel obligated to be like, yeah, Coop, exactly.
All right, you are in the running.
That's awesome. All right. And refreshing to hear. Right. And he's actually kind of stealing valor from himself.
Right. At least it's just him.
I'm going to leverage this because I need it.
And he doesn't even know how to do that,
right.
Which is great. Well, you know, if there's ever a problem at work, they're going to say, well, he always did refer to military stuff. Probably should have saw that coming.
We never questioned it.
Yeah.
We're afraid.
Now you got to just start diving behind desks if something hits the floor.
just point. Incoming!
Joe and Wilkett.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, yeah, I was in IT as well. Well, kind of. I didn't really know what I was doing. I went in for an interview. They asked me if I ever did this before, and I said, yeah, of course. I've done it for years. The guy ended up putting me on a crew. I was actually running a crew, and then I was doing such a good job at my job that he decided to have me run four different crews. I spent most of my time hiding in my car or driving back and forth to the job sites, making sure the guys were actually working.
Hiding in your car, guys, trying to limit your exposure to people who know what they're doing.
But that's easy. It's told them. Yeah. Who's the smartest guy here? I'm going to let you run this today.
Yeah. You're my right hand. You're right, my eyes and ears.
Hey, how would you work on this?
Johnson, your point.
How would you do this? Why don't you do it?
Whenever they would ask me a question, I would tell them I'm too busy. Call one of the other crews and ask them how they did it. Yeah. And that's how they ended up figuring everything out.
Wow.
Nice.
That's a beautiful
great.
Thing.
You're more coordinator.
Failing upward.
Mike Cannon and you, Jill, can handle an entire IT department.
Right. With a question mark at the end, IT?
We had a South Norwalk office that I would sometimes have to come and also service their computers. But that's the thing when, like, it's almost like an atheist who's bad at math and who's saying, like, it's the science. You've got to believe in the science. And it's like, well, do you know the work? Can you check the work? And they're like, no, I just also believe it. Right. It's like those people can't check my work.
But when you refer to the job as it.
You know, and you're just hoping that the Joes of Woolcott don't run into the Mike Cannons.
Right.
Like, all right, Mike, what would you do? I don't know, Joe. What would you do?
What
did your team do last? How did you handle this last time? I don't know. How did you handle it last time?
Right. It's going nowhere.
I called the guy that had your job.
I used Google.
Hey, Joe, you're in the running for John Fogerty tickets. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
James and Seymour. What'd you lie your way through?
Morning, guys. I used to lie my way into the paintball ring, you know. I was 10 or 11 years old. I think you had to be 12 at the time. But I've always been tall for my age. Like, I'm 21 years old. You met me, you'd probably think I'm 30 or something.
Okay.
Less drugs.
That's such a young guy thing, too, of like, guys, I'm so tall, you'd think I was older.
Imagine if there was a drug, if you took a lot of it, you would just get tall, like really tall.
That'd be awesome.
Just stay tall.
Yep. Yeah. I want that.
Yeah.
It's called getting high, yes.
It's called genetics.
Yeah. All right, James, thank you.
No problem.
All right, you're in the running. Mike in Bristol.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hello.
Good. Where are you?
Sorry, I'm running equipment right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I do it?
Do you know what you're doing?
Are you in IT?
I think so. It's been 20 years. Fake it till you make it.
Good.
So I started out early when I was like 19 and... you know, starting construction, and then when I switched jobs when I was like 20, I just instead of being a laborer, I told them I'm an operator, and I started running equipment.
What kind of equipment?
Yeah, like backhoes, payloaders, excavators,
excavator, loader, dozer, backhoe, pretty much anything.
How many water mains you find? And they'll put in pools. So easy.
Oh, man. But, yeah, fake it till you make it.
Well, it sounds like you made it.
Yep.
20 years.
That's not easy.
I'm actually an operating engineer now, so in the local 478.
Oh, good for you, man.
So they got it down. That's good. Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, thank you, brother.
There should be like an education course called adaptability, where you are thrown into a completely foreign water where you have no idea what you're doing. And they're like, all right, make it work.
Yeah, it's called relationships.
I just recognized him. Can you see he has a hat on?
Right.
I do. I have a lot of head accessories.
You did that special. I don't mean to point at you, but I'm excited about it. You did the special where you had some edibles.
Yes.
And you went on stage. With no material.
Yes.
And just did crowd work.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Called huge mistake.
Huge mistake. Yeah. You have to look that up.
Yeah.
AJ, watch it today.
Oh, cool.
Freaking brilliant.
I've done a couple of those shows. The first one was myself, and I took 150 milligrams, which for some people is a lot, and for some people I've been called weak. So it depends where you're at. For me, it was a lot. And then I just went on. Again, no plan, no nothing. I had a year of just prepping for a written special that I needed to just, like, de-stress and do something super fun. did that, and the crowd was awesome. Caught a wave.
You did have a great crowd.
Yeah, they were
also
so cool.
Animals.
They were rooting for you.
Oh, for sure. It was billed as that, so everybody came fully on the moon. Like they were out of their minds.
Roll High special.
Yes,
it's
it was perfect.
Definitely worth watching.
Nice.
AJ, you should look it up.
Oh, I definitely will, and I'll buy edibles, too.
Red on the road.
Howdy, good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
So, I lied my way all the way up to the assistant of the traveling secretary for the New York Yankees. No, I'm just kidding.
So you had us going. You had us going.
I was following this one.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, used to mow lawns in the summer, right? You know, go knocking doors. Had a free Honda push mower that burned a bunch of oil, I remember.
Yep.
And on three occasions, these old ladies or men, families, they thought I was some other kid that used to mow their lawn. And
glaucoma?
One time it worked out fine. Did that one for years. Another time I did it like once or twice, and the lady was like, wait a minute, get out of here. And then the other time, one of these older kids, and it was one of the lawns that he used to do, and he was pissed at me, boy. Oh, man.
The lawn syndicate.
Yeah, turf wars.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
have a great day, guys.
2 days ago?
Hey, thanks, man.
Take it easy.
Gotcha.
Right. Rick in Milford.
Good morning.
Morning.
How's everybody?
Good.
Good.
So, anyway, I was kind of cut my teeth on wrenches, and I was 14 years old, and I lied my way into a job at a local motel for maintenance. And the owner of the motel said to me, he says, can you drive a standard? I said, absolutely. So he threw me the keys to his international little pickup truck. And fortunately, I was semi-mechanical, and I could figure out the gears and the clutch, but then I got stuck on a hill in Milford.
Oh, I thought that was
yeah. I'm not too sure on how much clutch he had left, but anyway, I made it over his house to make a delivery that he wanted, and I managed to lose control a little bit and run over all his flower beds in his yard, so he decided that I probably shouldn't drive the truck anymore like that, but I did continue on working for him.
Well, he had excellent decision-making skills.
And you had the paper flowers run over.
He was actually very good about it. So, but anyway, yeah, I always managed.
I love that. I love that he's like, listen, you're a liar, but I like your gumption. Keep working here.
You're just not going to drive this truck anymore. Yeah. You've got to drive, sir.
Yeah. That's right. And AJ, I'm Santa from Cruising East, so we missed you.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks, guys.
But are you really Santa? Or are you lying your way through being Santa?
Yeah. No. I actually, that's the truth.
Yeah. Okay. Actually goes down chimneys, Santa.
All right. Thank you. You're in the running for John Fogerty tickets. Jimmy in Newington, what'd you lie your way through?
Stage West Cafe back in the 80s. I went with a buddy to see Rick Derringer. We're over in the corner, didn't realize the A-team was right behind us. My buddy lights a joint. No sooner that happened, he had him by the neck. His feet were dangling. I hit the guy. I go, what are you doing? He couldn't understand why this
move.
Little guy is hitting him. I says, this is his tour manager. You get rid of him. We're off the stage. We're in the tour bus. We're out of here. You're going to be fired. He looks at the guy behind the stage and goes, hey, get these guys back there. We're on the stage in the back watching him play his set. My buddy had a beautiful Rick Derringer embroidery jacket. He pulls him on stage to sing Hang on Snoopy. Oh, my God.
He can kind of sing. The guy crushed his neck earlier. Hang on, Snoopy. <baby.
laughs> Oh, you made your way backstage.
Great job.
Nice.
We stayed backstage the whole set until the show was over, and we ended up meeting up with him at another show. Later on down the line.
Then you became the stage manager,
and now he's in the band.
And you toured with them.
I'm the bass player.
And now I'm his entertainment lawyer.
I've done that for Jeff Beck and many other shows. 38 Special, get backstage. Just, you got to know a few people's name, and I know a few people's name. Right. And bada boom, bada bing.
Bada boom, Bada bing.
You make it sound so simple.
Yeah.
Hey, bada boom, bada bing.
It is. If you look like you know you belong there, you're in.
That is true. There is that clipboard thing. You can do almost anything if you have a clipboard and look like you know what you're doing.
And stop every now and then, look pensively.
Clipboard black windbreaker.
Right down.
Is
right
a bit, you look security.
They're staring at me.
All right, Jimmy, thank you. You're in the running. How can you, Mike, as a comedian full of anxiety, take an edible and go on stage with no material?
Yeah.
Like, that has to be the scariest. That has to be scarier than like jumping off a bridge with a parachute.
I mean, well, that's my version of it. Is like I don't like roller coasters. I don't like jumping out of buildings, bungee jumping, anything like that. So this is like the furthest I can get in a rocket while not leaving the ground. So it's kind of a nice thing. But I think I probably subconsciously I'm attacking that stuff because it scares me. A lot. So even public speaking scares me. I'm not a natural public speaker
wild?
When I was a kid.
Wow. But this is what you do.
But this is what I do. And it's what, and weirdly enough, I graduated from SUNY Geneseo up in New York. And then a year later, they sent me a letter saying I'm actually three credits short. And my class that I'm missing is public speaking.
Whoops.
So I technically, again, lied my way through. I lied that I had a bachelor's degree at Geneseo to get the IT job that I then lied to get through for 5 years.
Wow.
So look
Are
at
you
that.
Even Mike
I'm a liar.
Cannon?
Yeah, not at all. Yeah. That's why I
He's
wore all
these
hats and glasses.
Hey, you know what? If you ever have a bad set, you could just say, hey, man, I'm not a comedian. I lied.
Right. I just Googled this crap. Match the IT guy.
This has been a ruse.
Mike Cannon. Cannon, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
thanks for having me. I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, tell Chris we said hello. Mike Cannon, good friends with Chris DiStefano, good friends of the show.
Yep.
Mike's taping a special. You want to be part of a special?
Chris is producing it and opening.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So he'll be there too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so get tickets. If you don't know me, get tickets to see Chris.
Yeah, no, both. That's a one.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe with him anymore. Is there even a show at New York Comedy Club in Stanford? Did he just like was he like an Uber driver downstairs? Talk this way
just
in.
Wandered
Watch
in.
This.
Mike's tied up.
Watch this.
We're linked up to Mike Cannon stuff on the radio station website. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.